LA Mayor Karen Bass launches Inside Safe initiative to move homeless indoors without enforcement. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass launched an Inside Safe initiative December 21 to place homeless individuals in hotels and motels after declaring a state of emergency on the city's homelessness when she took office last week. The program does not include a plan to clear encampments through anti-camping ordinances or enforcement, but rather will encourage people to move indoors and offer temporary housing through master leasing of nearby motels. Bass said that the program can be considered successful if there are fewer to no encampments left in the city within 4 years. She said she hopes this plan, along with the 6-month state of emergency, which allows for additional resources from the state, will solve the problem. Bass said in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press December 18 that with proper outreach, 95% of people will accept services and come indoors given the opportunity. However, critics of the approach question the program's practicality without enforcement. Susan Shelley, Vice President of Communications for the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, told the Epoch Times that without clearing encampments, Bass's plan could be costly and ineffective. If the housing is not accompanied by a requirement to get off the streets, if living on the streets in a tent remains an option for people, then we are going to spend a lot of money and not solve the problem for anybody, and it's not safe for the people who are on the streets, Shelley said. She added that the lack of enforcement is essentially putting the people who are in the encampments in charge of the outcome of the policy. Whether they choose or do not choose to accept housing will determine whether we are going to have encampments. To me, that's not a rational policy, she said. A study released in May by the RAND Corporation, a nonprofit public policy think tank, showed more than 2/3 of unsheltered homeless individuals would reject an offer of group shelter or a recovery or sober living housing offer, mostly due to failure to complete the application process and safety and privacy concerns. Around 80% of respondents said they would accept a private room, a permanent housing opportunity in a motel or hotel, or permanent supportive housing. Besides launching the program, Bass signed an executive order December 16 that will lower the cost and speed up the process of building affordable and interim housing in the city by skipping reviews otherwise required for construction and completing the approval process within 60 days. This is a dramatic reduction in red tape and acceleration of the construction timeline that will move people inside faster and save precious dollars that can be invested in more housing and more solutions for LA's homelessness crisis, Bass said in a statement. Under the executive order, there are at least 31 pending affordable housing projects set to be expedited in the city, according to a December 16 statement by Bass's office. On December 20, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors threw their unanimous support behind the mayor's emergency declaration to address homelessness, calling for county staff to work with city officials to pool resources. Homelessness increased by 1.7% in the city of Los Angeles and by 4.1% in the county since the COVID-19 pandemic, with the latest point-in-time count showing over 41,000 homeless people citywide and nearly 70,000 countywide. Bass's office did not return a request for comment by press deadline. City News Service contributed to this report.